I'm Linda Perry with WBAI News. On Sunday, the mayor-elect Bill de Blasio appointed Zach Carter Corporation Counsel, the top lawyer for New York City. Carter led the prosecution in the Abner Louima case. He helped to turn around Hale House. He was the first black lawyer to be U.S. attorney for the Eastern District of New York. That's where Carter developed a national reputation as an effective prosecutor. He said he'll have the privilege of leading the city's law department that employs 700 skilled and educated lawyers.
Not every decision will be popular, but the pursuit of justice and fairness will move us closer to the mayor's vision, and I believe the vision of the overwhelming majority of New Yorkers, for an era of shared opportunity and prosperity and justice.
It was Mayor Mike Bloomberg and Police Commissioner Ray Kelly who fought long and hard against NYPD reform of stop and frisk. Under Bloomberg's watch, the city waged a war against federal Judge Shira Shinlin's ruling that stop and frisk was unconstitutional, that it violated the rights of people of color, primarily black and Latino young men. Remedies she issued, such as installing a federal monitor to oversee the NYPD, were put on hold, pending the outcome of an appeal by the city. But now that's changing.
We start with our values. We start with the positions that we took and made public throughout the last year. So we will drop the appeal on the stop and frisk case because we think the judge was right about the reforms that we need to make.
And there's another long-standing case that has caused much suffering, which the Bloomberg administration left hanging for years, the case of young men wrongly convicted and jailed for the rape of the Central Park jogger.
We will settle the Central Park 5 case because a huge injustice was done. But in doing all that, I'll depend on Zach Carter to analyze the best specific way forward.
Beginning the process of closing one of the most shameful chapters in New York City history. Linda Perry, WBAI News, New York.